Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Buckets. Okay. That's the name of my boat, Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the Stretch Four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This alley-oop, pretty girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We getting buckets. Yeah, baby.
Buckets. 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 I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Buckets. I'm Matt. He's Vish. She's Melissa. How are we doing tonight, Melissa?
We were cutting it close there, guys. Vish has got a busy schedule.
I was going to bail out of that anyway. There's no way I'm missing buckets. So that was happening. But they knew.
Vish hit traffic getting home. Then he had to do another show.
But we're good. We're all good.
Mass chaos.
We are ready for buckets. That's what we are.
Matt, how are you?
In the basketball programs. There we go.
I'm good. Season's in full force for us now.
Your camera's a little lower than usual. We can't see much of the Long Beach banner.
Oh, that's true. Oh, wait, hold on. I got to fix.
Yeah.
Ooh. There we go.
Yes.
Beach.
Much better. Go Beach.
Yeah. Go Beach. But
I wonder how long we're going to keep this Go Beach thing up, because I don't think Matt even really cares.
They're going to be good this year, dude. I'm going to go to a few games. Now that, I mean, I didn't really follow them because, I mean, say what you will about their head coach. I respect to him for getting them into the tournament and whatnot, but I mean, they underperformed for like a long time, so I'm excited.
We have a guest tonight.
Yep, yeah, we do. It's Danielle Page, one of the women's assistants.
As I'm talking, people are messaging me.
It's good. It's like because you don't mute your beep, so I can send it and just wait for it to go ding. All right, she got it.
I don't mute my beeps. Sorry. She should be on shortly. Another women's assistant coach. We're gonna get the whole crew by the end of, but hopefully before the season starts. And also, forgive me if I sound nasally. I'm battling a little bit of a cold flu situation. I'm prepped though. All right. I stalled for a good 1 minute. There we go. All right. Our guest is here. all right. So we're anxiously anticipating what she's going to choose, but please welcome our next guest. One of the newest assistants came with Coach Cullup from Toledo fresh off a Paris trip. She actually was the co-head coach of the Serbian national team. So please welcome Coach Danielle Page to the show.
Hey guys, good to see everyone.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
What's in your background?
Let's see. We got pictures from all my international adventures.
So. Oh, is that like that's like a map of the world? Okay, that's
geometric shapes. Going on here. Business hours. You would have caught me in the office, but I'm home, so I'm trying to make it work.
Thank you for coming on your non-business hours. We appreciate it.
Of course.
So before we talk hoops, I did warn her about this. I don't know if you were able to get to Popeyes or not, but if you were only able to eat one chicken sandwich for the rest of your life, would you go to Popeyes or Chick-fil-A?
So I was warned, and full disclosure, it has been a long time since I've been to Popeyes. And Chick-fil-A was one of my favorites, when I lived back up north. So I got to go Chick-fil-A. It's the pickles for me. And normally I get a chocolate chip cookie with it. So just hard to turn down.
That's interesting. We had one of our other guests pick Popeyes also because of the pickles.
Oh, but really?
You join a great list of Chick-fil-A alum, including Coach Cullop, including Jasmine Roberts and Leah Harmon. Okay. Coach Great Fitz company. Picked Popeyes, so he's, you're going to have to talk to him, but I'm going to add you to this list. So welcome to the good guys.
Thank you.
And Vish are team Popeyes. I'm team Chick-fil-A. So it's always nice to get, people on the right side of history on the show. So
Great minds.
We will add you, but let's talk some hoops. So you've actually been working with Coach Cullop for 6 years.
Yep.
So you were there in Toledo with her. How's that adjustment now coming to Miami, but obviously remaining with Coach Cullop?
Yeah, well, it's kind of the best of both worlds. The long story of how I got with Coach Cullop, I was still playing professionally overseas in Hungary, and I had a couple of knee surgeries, and I kind of knew my playing career was winding down February of my last year, so I started reaching out. And we got in touch through a mutual contact. And we actually did a couple of interviews over Zoom. After two or three interviews, she offered me the job. I'd never met her in person. I'd never been on the Toledo campus. But I knew everything I needed to know. You guys have talked to her. Coach Cullop's an amazing lady. And this was before we talked anything basketball wise. So I was sold over Skype, over Zoom, whatever we were doing back then. So the fact that I got the opportunity to work with her in Toledo. That was an incredible opportunity. And when she moved down to Miami, she didn't even have the question out of her mouth. Hey, do you want to come with? I'm going, Coach. Like, wherever you're going, I'm with you. So it's the best. I get to work under a great coach, a great mentor, and I get to live in Miami. Like, it's everything I could ask.
What are your spots in Miami? Coach Fitz told us that you guys are big fans of Monty's.
Monty's. In fact, I just came from there. Monty's is a spot. So we were living in the thesis for about a month after we took the job. So Monty's was the go-to. And to be honest, I haven't done a ton of exploring of Miami. We took the job. I was here for about a month living in the thesis. And then right from there, I got an apartment and left like the next week to go over to Europe. I've basically been over in Europe. I got back 2.5 weeks ago. So I'm kind of getting back into the swing of things, all things Miami.
How was that your first? I know you've played, you're a bronze medalist, right? In 2016. How was it coaching in the Olympics?
Yeah, it was a great experience. It was awesome. It's definitely a different experience as a player than a coach. As a player, it was so awesome to be there, and there was no expectations. It was kind of, we were all just happy to be there. Serbia was not supposed to be in the Olympics. And so just going was kind of the check you were looking for. So it was very relaxing, and we'd work out, and then I'd take a nap, and then I'd eat, and you just kind of rinse and repeat for 2 weeks. And we ended up winning a bronze medal. But as a coach, it's a very different experience. a little bit more pressure, a little bit more work involved, a lot less sleep, probably more food somehow. I don't know, but it was a great experience. It was awesome.
Yeah. So based on that, what are you bringing back with you from that experience that you might, you know, use with the team this year?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was very fortunate, you know, to be naturalized, to play for Serbia, to have an extensive playing career overseas, and then, you know, have the opportunity to go back and coach with their U20 national team and then their senior team. But I feel like that experience specifically working with the senior team, all those players that I'm working with, they're pros. They make their living playing basketball, you know, WNBA experience, EuroLeague experience, Euro Cup experience. So, you know, I've played at all those levels. So I know what that looks like as a player. I know the demands, you know, on and off the court, what that looks like. But now as a coach, you can kind of, you see it from a different angle. So a lot of our girls at Miami right now, and a lot of the kids we're recruiting, their goal is to continue playing after college. They want to play in the WNBA. They want to play EuroLeague. They want to, you know, make a career playing basketball. And now I know what that looks like from both sides, both as a player, the demands that is, and then as a coach, you know, like what it takes, how demanding I need to be as a coach to help our girls get there.
How different is that, you know, than 5-6 years ago? Obviously the WNBA is exploding now. And then also, did you see a similarity at Toledo, or is it a little bit different at Miami? In a bigger conference?
Yeah. Well, I, like you said, I mean, the WNBA is exploding. It's awesome to watch that. And you know, it does go back a number of years, but this year just feels different, you know, with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and, all of the airtime they're getting on the traditional sports networks. You know, I turn on SportsCenter and First Take every morning, and you know, there's WNBA highlights. And that's so cool for someone involved in women's basketball. As far as the difference goes between, you know, Toledo and Miami, obviously there's a big step up when it comes to athleticism and you know, just pure basketball talent. I will say Coach Cullup had developed such a system and such a culture at Toledo. We look for the same things recruiting, like the intangibles, the same things are what we're looking for here in Miami. You know, it like we were looking for the grit. We were looking for, you know, being great teammates. We were looking for kids that are going to live in the gym, kids that want to work, kids that want to be coached. Like, so those intangibles, like those are the same things, Toledo, Miami. So we're looking for a different athlete and a different, you know, talent level. But those intangibles, those are the same, no matter what level. And I feel like Coach Cullup created something really, really special at Toledo, recruiting those kids, coaching those kids. And that's the same thing that we're going to do here. We were very fortunate this year out of the portal, finding a bunch of those kids with those characteristics. And then the freshmen coming in, same thing. And now on the recruiting trail, we're looking for those same intangibles, that we were looking for at Toledo. It's just a different athleticism, talent, you know, it's a different level.
I mean, at Toledo, from what I was reading, you were the recruiting coordinator. So as far as having to sell the staff based off what you guys did at Toledo, but having to sell it in a power conference, was there any difficulty to that? I mean, you guys, like you said, you killed it in the transfer portal. I think Coach Cullup said you guys had like 9 official visits and got like 6 players. Yeah. Was it easy to sell, or was it a little bit harder work just because it's a new program and you still have something to prove?
Yeah, well, it's both. I mean, Miami's a destination. You call a kid and you say, hey, University of Miami, they're going to listen to what you have to say. Strictly from a location, from a history. I mean, obviously this program has a great history on the women's basketball side. It's easy for the dads because the dads all want to go to football games. So when you call, like when we were at Toledo, you had to kind of sell it a little bit more on the front end. You know, I had kids, I'd, you know, University of Toledo, they'd be like, oh, where's that? I don't have that problem. Hey, Coach Page, University of Miami. They're like, oh, cool. Thanks so much for calling. And as far as selling the staff, I mean, I've been talking Coach Cullup up, you know, Coach Ivy up, you know, since I've met them, and they're great humans. But the basketball record, it's just, you know, it's black and white. Like, the numbers speak for themselves. I mean, Coach Cullup, you know, created a dynasty in Toledo, and we, you know, they had to rearrange banners, because she hung so many. True story. And Coach Ivy, same thing. Like, she, you know, she developed two consecutive MAC players of the year, our last 2 years at Toledo. I mean, that's just, it's easy to sell that. And then, you know, you look at Coach Fitz, who's probably one of the nation's leading, you know, elite recruiters. I mean, and then X's and O's wise, player development wise, I mean, his workouts, they're something special. Like, I just, he works with the guards. I work with the post. I go in the gym just to watch his workouts, like to learn what he's doing. And then, you know, the other coach, Paige, we call her P1. She's P1, I'm P2. I mean, you look at her resume. You know, she's coached at that power four level. And then her WNBA track record. I mean, you know, I think she was the first draft pick in Washington Mystics history. Like, who can say that? It's just the staff's an easy sell for sure.
You said you work with the post players. So, I mean, we got two amazing bigs in Nat Marshall and Cam Williams in the transfer portal. And like last year, I talked a lot about on the show about kind of how I don't feel like we ever reached the full potential with our post players. And so bringing in these two people, these two ladies that have a lot of experience, what are you doing with them? Because I feel like we could be like powers inside, and then with all the shooting prowess we have on the outside and stuff, this team feels really balanced. But what have you been working with them on to you know, to make them that dynamic duo?
Yeah, and you said it. I mean, Nat and Cam, they're legitimate threats in the paint. I tell you, what I love about Cam, so Toledo played Michigan the past two seasons, and Michigan was my scout, so I knew exactly what we were getting with Cam. She was always the focus. Every time she touched the ball, we were sending two, three kids. That was our main focus when we played Michigan. Her footwork in the paint, it's another level. I tell you, she posts up. She's physical. She's not afraid to be in the paint. She demands the ball, although we could, you know, as a post coach, I always want her demanding the ball more. But her footwork in the paint's great. She's got great patience, and she's got great touch going both ways. So it's a post coach dream. I love working with her. Whatever you ask her to do in the paint, she's doing it. No problems. You know, so that's great to work with. And then Nat's so versatile. The one thing that's really cool about Nat, coming from Notre Dame, ran a very similar system to what Coach Cullup, is looking at running this year. So there's a ton of similarities. So she comes in and she knows all the cuts. She knows all the reads. She can, the one thing I underestimated about her just watching film, but now seeing her in person, her rip drives from the perimeter. She's so long and so athletic. That first step, she gets by people and she can reach out and finish in front of her. Great finisher at the rim. You know, is a perimeter threat as well. Can shoot, can drive. And the one thing that you can't see on film, they're incredible leaders. You know, obviously, coming from great programs with tradition, they're coming in, and you know, we're a new team. We're still trying to gel. They're coming in. They're being vocal. They're setting great examples for our younger kids, and just doing a great job setting the culture.
Coach, I was going to ask you about Nat Marshall and her versatility. Mm-hmm. Can you speak a little bit about her, like defensively? Like, do you see her as someone that can guard multiple positions and whatnot? She just based on seeing some film, it looks like she has a lot of mobility for her size.
Yeah, no, I think you nailed it. I definitely think she can guard on the perimeter and she can guard inside. You know, she's got the length to guard anyone in the paint. I mean, disrupting shots, you know, getting rebounds, things like that. But like you said, I think on the perimeter, she's got the lateral quickness and she knows how to play the angles, you know, like using her length as an advantage out there. So I think she's going to bring a different element on the perimeter, something that, you know, something that we can take advantage of.
Are you working with, I know Daniela Abyss. I can't pronounce her name right. I'm sorry if I'm saying
you're good. Danny. Yeah, Danny.
Yeah. I know she played the five at Wichita State, but I know she's 6 feet. Are you working with her as well as like a post or a four, or is she kind of doing like an in-between three and a four, or what's her outlook as far as the position she's going to play?
Yeah. So she's a post, right? Like, yeah. She's one of mine. Yeah. Me and P1, other coach Paige, we're working with the post players and she falls in there. But kind of the same idea as what we were talking about, Nat. Obviously not as tall as Nat, not as long as Nat. But she's going to bring that versatility. If she needs to go in the paint and bang, she can do that. I mean, she spent, you know, her time at Wichita State proving that, and she's got great footwork. And, you know, I tell you what sets her apart in the paint is her rebounding ability, both ends. Mm-hmm. Defensive rebounds and O boards. We were
mentality.
It's all motor. It's all mentality. We were doing a workout the other day where we were doing 3-on-3 and we were counting points. I mean, buckets, and we were counting O boards as points. And she had half her team's points on O boards alone. So that motor is there. But like we were talking about with Nat, she brings that versatility where she can play multiple positions on offense, and she can also get on the perimeter and defend a little bit too. So I think that we're going to have a lot of versatility. Like, we're going to have a lot of flexibility when it comes to the fours and fives.
And then the last post, Daniela Almon.
Was her first name? Yeah. Aurora.
Aurora.
There we go. You're good.
I'm screwing up names. She didn't play last year. She was obviously on the squad, but she's like 6'3". She's a big also. So I know she had a shoulder injury last year. I'm not sure when she was practicing with the team, but how is her development coming along as this will be her first year really playing college basketball?
Yeah. No, we're really excited about her, and she's still progressing and getting through her rehab, but she's in workouts. She's going. Obviously, you know, we're listening to the doctors and the training staff about, you know, how much she can do right now. I mean, it's still early. There's no reason to push right now. But she's definitely coming along, and we're really excited about her as well.
Do you play with the players? Like Fitz says that he gets on the court sometimes. Do you go up against the ladies?
I do.
Someone has to guard them in the low post.
This is true. So actually me and Fitz were both out there in our workouts today, and Fitz was guarding the fives. So I was out on the perimeter guarding the fours, which, you know, is, I'm getting up there. I've had a couple of knee surgeries. My lateral speed's probably not where it once was. But I can get up and down a little bit. I prefer to play offense. Stand in the corner, shoot some threes.
There you go.
Threes, but you know, I'll still mix it up a little bit.
So you like to get buckets?
I like to get buckets. Yep, there it is.
There you go. Go ahead, Matt.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. In order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. so you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh no, I was just gonna say that's my kind of game. Just spot up threes in the corner. I'll take it.
There it is.
Matt is a bucket. How many threes you score in one game, Matt?
Well, that was a men's league game. It was we had Jack McClinton on, and he was like, "Oh, well, how far was the 3-point line?" And kind of made me feel bad. But it was
give us your stats.
I had 11 threes.
Hey, I don't care where the line is. 11 threes is 11 threes. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was one of the games I felt that was most hot I've ever been. So
Matt's a bucket. Okay. I used to be a bucket, but I haven't picked up a basketball in a while.
So I'm a coach.
In my high school years, I was a bucket.
I believe it.
I'm a coach right now, and so I play against the kids. Like today, I played with them because you know they just started school, and yeah, I don't feel like a bucket when I'm playing with them.
Matt, what's the offense you're trying to run? Maybe
Princeton. We're running some Princeton, yeah. Yeah, so
that's what we ran at Toledo. Yeah.
A lot of chin series, right?
There we go. Okay. Yeah. So you know about it. Yeah.
The thing with us though, right now, we kind of started with it and we leaned onto something else. We're undersized. But we have guys that can do a lot of different things offensively. But the thing that they have the most trouble with, and I'm sure you've dealt with this, is like reading the defense, like that first split screen. Like what, like when do I curl? When do I pop straight out? They don't really know how to read the defense in real time. And we just have to drill it individually. Yeah, that's like our biggest thing, like, you know, the start of the season. So. But giving them the confidence to make the decisions, right, is like the thing we're dealing with right now.
Exactly. And actually, we were just talking about it earlier today in workouts. You know, like everyone's always harping communication on defense. You know, when you're running read and react offense, you can't be afraid to communicate on the offensive end either. You have to tell your teammates what you're doing to make sure that everyone else is locked in and to help them read and react to what you're doing, what you're seeing. Yeah.
Yep. So whenever today I set a lot of screens when we're playing, cause I want to get them open, and I'll yell at them like curl, curl, pop out. And
it helps.
It has to start. Yeah. Start somewhere.
Yep.
Can you talk about the freshmen a little bit? I mean, we've had Leah Harmon on, she's amazing. But I mean, like one of the best recruiting classes that the women's team has had in the history of the program. Can you talk about those three a little bit and what you expect from them this season? Cause I mean, I'm excited for them. We're excited for them.
Yeah. Well, Leah, I mean, obviously she's an incredible talent. You know, the Florida folks will be familiar with her and her career. But she's great. She's got a motor. You know, we're throwing a lot at her right now. To be honest, we're throwing a lot at all the freshmen. You know, it's kind of these first couple of weeks, you know, we're giving them a lot on the front end. And then we're kind of cleaning up the details, you know, as we get closer to the real games. Leah's great. Great communicator. You know, definitely a threat on the offensive end. Defensively, very laterally quick. You know, can sit down and guard the ball a little bit. You know, I mean, I could probably say this about all the freshmen. You know, the freshmen are still, they're adjusting to the speed of the game. And that's super typical. You know, I would venture to say almost every freshman goes through the same thing. And what's really nice is we've got great upperclassmen to show them what being successful looks like. You know, like the Cavender twins, like their work ethic is just, it's through the roof. So like, you know, they have the opportunity to work against them every day in practice and to watch them, like they're the first in the gym, they're last out of the gym. They're always getting extra shooting in, you know, like things like that, things that if the freshmen see and can emulate, you know, over 4 years, I mean, the sky's the limit. So I mean, she's great. Nay, I tell you, Nay, as soon as it was announced that, you know, Coach Cullup and myself and Coach Ivy got the job, she was calling us. She was blowing us up like, "Hey coach, I'm so excited." You know, she did her research. She knew all about us. You know, when are you guys getting down here? Like, when can we get in the gym? Like, she's very, very proactive. Like
she's got a motor.
Oh, she's got a motor. She's got a motor. She wants to be great. She wants to be a leader, even as a freshman. And that's not typical, you know. Most freshmen are just trying to fit in, you know, like they don't want to stand out at all. But she's she's out there, you know, trying to be a leader, you know, trying to be proactive, which is great as a freshman. And then Simone's great, man. You know, she's not the loudest cat in the gym, but you leave her open, you're going to hear about it. She'll knock it down. She's a gunner, man. You give her an inch of space, it's going down.
Is she more of like a three? I know she's pretty tall.
Yeah.
You have her going up like against Jasmine. Like, I see that would be a fun matchup.
Yep. Well, so what's great about kind of the system we're running offensively, like twos, threes, and fours are basically doing the same thing on offense. We're kind of asking them to make the same reads, you know, make the same cuts, be able to knock down open threes, be able to get downhill to the rim, come off ball screens, you know, like we were talking about earlier, read that split action. So what's really nice is we can play like kids like that at the 2-3 and four. And then defensively, we can adjust our matchups to make it advantageous to us.
So you guys kind of have the versatility to like play, like you could go small ball and play five guards and maybe have like a beast at the five, or you could put two bigs on the floor with Nat and Cam. Are you guys kind of just like putting all of that option out there?
Oh yeah. That's one one of the many things that makes Coach Kellip great. Like she's a mad genius with the X's and O's. She's got a system she's comfortable with that we've ran the last couple of years. But she's going to run what's going to make us successful on the offensive end. So if we can get a specific look for a specific player with an advantage, we're going to run that. So things like that, like, you know, like posting up big guards or, you know, like isolating matchups through pick and rolls, things like that. She's going to find the weakness on defense and she's going to exploit it over and over again. And that's what's really nice about her. Like she's not afraid to try something new if it's going to, you know, help out, you know, the different personnel on the roster that year.
How's the free throw shooting? We were like in the bottom percentile of free throws last year.
It was
so frustrating. I mean, obviously adding the Cavenders back, our free throw shooting like way higher. But I mean, if you watched any of our shows from last season, the free throw shooting drove us nuts. So is that something you guys, I mean, obviously you guys are working on, but how's that going? How's the free throw shooting?
To be honest with you, it's not noticeable. So what we do is in practice, after like we, all of our competitive drills, so like, you know, gray versus orange, whoever wins, the losing team goes to the baseline. And the winning team picks one player to go to the free throw line and you gotta secure the win. So you get one free throw. If you hit it, then your team wins. You don't have to run. If you miss it, both teams are running.
I love that they get to pick out the player too.
Oh yeah. Well, and a lot of times it's not even like the team's not like deciding on a player. The player just steps up to the line. Obviously we're rotating the players. You know, the same player can't shoot over and over again. And that's something that Coach Ivy started, back a couple years ago. And I love it. Like there's a little bit of pressure, you know, it's practice, it's an empty gym, but everyone's on the baseline staring you down, hoping that you make this free throw. So everyone doesn't have to run.
Haley Cavender's money. I mean, she shushed the crowd in Indiana 2 years ago before she hit free throws. I mean,
it's bold. But I mean,
she's ice. Like no one's affecting Haley Cavender. It's so nice to have her back.
Yeah, both. I can't say enough good things about both of them. They are huge culture setters for us. You know, obviously, I did not know them before I got here. I only knew what I knew through social media. I can't say enough good things about them. They're great leaders. They're the hardest workers. They set a great example, not only for our young players, but for everyone on the team. They really handle their business. And it's such a joy to have them on the team and have them in a leadership position for us.
Yeah. So I would say they're probably the most misperceived players. I mean, we had them 2 years ago, and all the coaches then as well. And just seeing them, they work their asses off. It's like, you know, the celebrity stuff is almost a side thing when it comes to their basketball. It's not really I think people. When Hannah
decided to come back and committed to Miami, we did a show like that night, and we were all like, Haley's got to come, right? Like, there's no way only one of them is coming back. Like, we're gonna get both of them. We knew it was coming. We're massive fans of them.
Okay.
Coach Fitz told us we should get them on the show, but that's like impossible.
You gotta book them way out in advance.
We ask every guest who we should get on the show, and so far we're 0-2. Coach Cullip recommended we get Darian Rogers on, but it's hard to. We depend on social media, so like depending on privacy levels, like they never see my DMs. It just depends. So, do you have a recommendation for who we should try and get on the show next?
Well, have you guys talked to Coach Ivy yet?
Oh well, I tweeted at her and she already hit like. So player wise, Coach Ivy's gonna be next. Coach Page, the other Coach Page, is the only one that doesn't currently follow us. So you'll have to help us out with that one.
Okay, I'll put in the good word. I tell you what, she has some stories. You know, obviously she was overseas for a number of years and in the WNBA for over a decade. She's got some stories. She'd be a good to get.
My personal goal is to get all of you. I'm usually the one tweeting from the Buckets account. And DMing and everything. So my personal goal is to get all of you on. But Coach Page is the only one that's not following us currently. Okay. So help us out there. But no, Coach Ivy, because she retweeted the tweet today about you coming on the show. So I tweeted at her. I'm like, we see you. Are you next? So that'll be in the works. She's going to be next for sure. But we want to get all of the women's coaches on the show. We love you guys. There's not another show out there that covers the team like we do. We're big fans. Me and Vish will be at that dinner. So the tip off.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's going to be really cool. Coach Cullip always does that. November 1st, I believe is the date.
Yes,
and Cheryl Reeve, very, very current gold medal winning, Olympic coach. And I know Cheryl from back in my playing days.
Coaches the links, right?
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yep. She's a great lady. You know, her basketball history is incredible. That'll be a really, really fun night.
Y'all check out the Buckets page. We'll retweet it again about the dinner on November 1st. All the coaches are going to be there. Coach Reeves is going to be there. The players, it's going to be an amazing event. Me and Vish are going to be there.
The most important people, right? I mean, all these other accomplished people.
Celebrities, you know,
if you're in, Vish is going to fly from D.C. for that. I mean, he's in Miami a lot, but he lives in D.C., but he's going to come down for that. Matt's all the way out in California. It's a little harder for him.
Little ways away.
You guys are all over the place.
I'm in Miami. But okay. We're everywhere. But before we let you go, we got to know, because you're a Miami coach now, which means you got to root for all the teams. So you got to give us a prediction for this Saturday, Miami versus Florida football. Who's winning? Give us a score prediction.
The Canes, at least by a touchdown, at least.
I love it.
The right answer.
All right, guys, anything else before we let Coach get out of here?
No, thanks for coming on.
That was the quickest half an hour of my life.
I hope that's good, right?
I'll just say this. One of the things all of you, when you come on, I really appreciate the level of detail you go into. Like, we actually have like a robust basketball discussion, and really appreciate that. A lot of the interviews we do with people, you know, they're very high level. Like, yeah, we got to play hard, but
I love that.
Okay, really? I love that you went into detail. And I know all of the coaches we've had on have done that. It's really cool to have that level of discussion.
I'm gonna have to start hitting up Monty's. Maybe I'll run into you guys.
Hey, for sure. If you're there enough, you'll see us. No, I really appreciate you guys having me on. I really appreciate the support that you give to our program and you know, putting us out there and talking about us. It's much appreciated.
Well, Coach, I'm gonna have to DM you about some Princeton stuff.
Yeah, I got you. Whatever you need, I got some diagrams, I got some film. We can talk options. I got you.
Let's go. I love it. Thank you so much, Coach. And tell the other Coach Page that she needs to follow us because we need to get her on the show.
I got you. No problem.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Have a good one.
See you guys. Bye.
Cue the Sox outro. Don't cry. Keep it chill. Yeah, baby. Wear good socks.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.